Hi there. Thank you for
Hello.
calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call.
I have a potential client. Her name is Erica Williams for the hair relaxer case. Let me repeat. Let me tell you the number for this customer. That is 770-283-8383.
Okay, awesome. I'm ready
Her
to
name
help.
is Erica. I'm just going to connect you with her.
Thank you.
Okay.
The recording has started.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Hello, Erica?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the hair relaxer settlement on a recorded line. Were you still
Yes,
looking to
how are
see?
you?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm here to help out. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that.
No,
And
not
now,
at
did you
all.
use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have. From
And
about 2015, 16 till earlier this year, at the top of the year.
okay. So from 15 to around sometime early in 24. And then, what sort of ailments have you been diagnosed with?
Well, I wound up with, at the end of the day, I had ovarian cancer. I had stage one,
I'm sorry to hear that.
the clear cell type. Right now, hey, it's a blessing. I'm good now. I still got about 3 years to kind of watch and hope it doesn't come back. But
Well, let's hope not.
let's hope not to, right?
And what year were you diagnosed? Just this year?
This year. Yeah, it was this year.
Oh, wow.
March, it was around March of 24.
Okay. So we'll put it in the middle of March 15th as a placeholder date if that works with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I can look at my paperwork and give you the exact date.
And how old are you now, or when you were diagnosed?
Well, when I was diagnosed, I was 51.
51, okay. Let me put that in there. And then, what state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, nice. Is it still warm there, or have you guys started to cool down?
It finally is getting cold this week. Finally.
Well, good. Yeah, I know it gets real humid there. Muggy.
Yeah, but it was so weird. I mean, it was November. We're almost into the month, and it was like 75, like Sunday. Crazy.
That's a yeah, that's a pretty big spread.
But
And
today it's
then,
kind of cold. It's in the 40s.
okay, so you live and you were diagnosed in Georgia, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. I was
Okay,
here.
perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me go to this section here. What is your doctor's name?
Jessica, last name is Arluck, and it's spelled Arluck.
Alrighty. Jessica Arluck. You said Arluck.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put her info in here. I think her middle name is C. Starts with the C, so let me put that in there.
I can't tell you for sure. It could have been. I don't know for
I
sure.
found her online here.
Okay. We used to call her
Now,
Dr. Jessica anyway, but yeah.
At what facility or hospital or medical center did you see her at?
At Emory University, the one on Clifton. I think it's 1300 something
Yep,
Clifton.
1364. Okay, I see
So
it here.
1360,
Perfect.
okay, 1364.
Perfect. Let me put that in there. And I see their phone number. And I see their address. So let me plop that in there. And then this next question asks, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. See, with the perm, I usually would do my perm again every 6 to maybe 8 weeks. So I would think about probably 6-7 times a year. Usually,
oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
Do yeah, touch yeah, redo your hair.
Okay. Let me put that in there. We'll put 7 times a year.
Yeah, 6-7 times a year.
And then, are you a mm-hmm. resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
And then let me go to this next section here. It says, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, no cancer ever before that.
And then did any of your friends or family that may have also used the hair relaxers end up getting sick like you or no?
Not that I know of. I know my aunt, she has some issues with her abdomen and she's had a complete hysterectomy young, but we I don't know. You know, I really did tell her she needs to go get diagnosed to see what's
sure.
going on with her just recently. But no, my mom didn't use perms, you know, but I know she did. And I'm not sure if she used this kind of perm, so I can't really say, but I don't think so.
Okay. So let me put this here. So you've only used it in the state of Georgia, so I'm going to put Georgia. And then you said 2015 is about when you started, so let me put that.
Yeah, I've been in Georgia since 96.
Long, long time.
Yeah, I've been, yeah, this is home now, yeah.
And then you said you were doing it a few times every 6 to 8 weeks, so I'm going to put...
Yeah, it's called a touch-up. You usually do that between every 6 to 8 weeks, give or take. You know, it depends on how, like, what time of year, if you're working out, if it's hot, you
yeah.
know, but I'd say approximately every 6 to 8 weeks, rather.
Okay. I'm going to put, let's put monthly then, because the options are weekly, monthly, or 4 times a year,
oh, okay.
or less.
Yeah,
than
monthly
times.
Is a little closer. Mm-hmm.
And so this was from recently in 24, from 15, so about 9 years worth. Of use?
Yeah, I'd say at least about 9. Yeah.
Now, when you were using it, I know you said you would go get it done, so I'm assuming it was at a salon, but there's options for home, salon, or both?
No, I usually would do it from home.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would buy the kit myself, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then which brands of the products did you use?
I use the Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay, perfect. I'll click that one there. And then
it didn't really burn a lot. I liked it.
And then this one asks, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least once a year?
Okay, let me make sure. I got the diagnosis in, like, March, and I had been using the product up to that point.
Right. So,
probably,
would say
like, January,
yes.
February. So, yes.
Yeah.
Let me make sure
right. And a lot of times you'll answer the you know, some other questions that are upcoming.
Same way, just different.
Right. Exactly. And so,
yeah.
Just for compliance purposes, I have to re-ask here.
Okay.
And then what kind of treatments did you receive?
Okay, well, first they did, like, what's it called, a biopsy, right? Mm-hmm. And they did this test. The initials was TVUS. It was a TVUS test. And, of course, they did the blood. They did, you know, urine, everything to find out what was going on.
Now, when they were treating the cancer, I know they caught it really early on, stage one, and
that's
a good thing.
Thank goodness.
Were you
yeah.
on chemotherapy or anything of the sort?
Yes, I had the chemo. I did about, I only did six cycles.
Okay.
When
did it first start?
But,
was it early on in March when they caught it?
Yeah,
or?
It was March. I think my first treatment was towards the end of March.
The end of March, okay. Perfect. Let me put
not
that there.
Not finishing like September, October.
And it was Dr. Arluck that also treated you, was it?
Right. That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Perfect.
But then with that being done, afterwards they went on and did the partial hysterectomy. You know, they took my right ovary. I don't know if I mentioned that to you.
Okay. No. Yeah. Let me jot that down. partial hysterectomy.
You just the right ovary.
Yeah, I think you only need one anyway.
Right, but I still can have any more babies, but I probably need no more anywhere at my old age. But yeah,
how many kiddos do you have?
I have one.
Okay.
And I was waiting for my Prince Charming, but I got old.
No, you sound like a spring chicken.
Oh man, I'm not, but I feel better. You know, when you survive stuff like this,
you
have a whole new lease on life.
Oh yeah, I bet, new outlook and everything. And then this one has you confirm your gender.
My gender?
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Right. No, thank you. It's required that I ask, even though I...
Oh, okay. I didn't know anybody else had ovaries.
No. I know.
I guess nowadays you have to know. Okay.
And then I have you here as Erica, E-R-I-C-K-A?
Yes, I have a C and a K.
Okay. And then last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
That's correct.
Okay. And then let me go to this next section. And then the number that was given to me for you, your cell phone, 770-283-8383?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And then what would be your current mailing address?
It is 520 PONCE, that's P-O-N-C-E. Next word is DAY, D-E. And then the next word is LEON, L-E. O-N Avenue, Ponce de Leon Avenue.
In Decatur, Georgia?
In Decatur, D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Georgia. And my unit number is 1421.
1421. Okay, let me add that in there. Unit 1421. Perfect, okay. And then I believe you said that you do have some medical records. Is that right?
Yes. You guys have complete access to get them whenever you need them.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. Just a couple more sections. This one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
I can. Really, I'll put my brother.
Okay.
Okay, Sean.
Is that S-E-A-N or S-H-A?
It's actually S-E-A-N.
Okay.
And his middle name is Foster. Last name is Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
And hold on, let me get you his phone number.
Sure.
Because I don't know it by heart. Nowadays, you don't know anybody's name by heart. Bad.
I remember being a little kid, and I'd have to memorize phone numbers in case I got lost.
It's terrible. Okay, it's 770-891.
5151. Okay. Let me put that here. And then the last portion is just going to be, or should just be, for the HIPAA medical compliance section. So the firm can retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
6/2/72.
No way, you're a Gemini.
I'm
June 11th, so I'm a couple days after you.
Oh, yeah, you made it. The best time there is halfway through
is.
The year.
And
that's then they try to give us a hard time, though.
And then the last portion here for the HIPAA compliance is the social.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
549-17-6431.
6431. Okay. And then I'm going to hit send on here. And I'm sorry, I forgot the email. What is your email?
It's my full name, Erica Williams, @live.com.
Okay. Let me put this here. And let me just glance this over once. Okay, let me hit send. You're going to get an automated text message from DocuSign via text and email.
Okay.
You can open up either one. It goes to the same place.
Okay.
Now, I won't be able to see what is on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to go next.
Okay, this is from DocuSign. It's from Emmanuel from Mass Tort Strategies.
Yep, that's
okay, an envelope, and it took me, okay, so it says, yes, you agree. And I say, yes. Okay, I've done DocuSign before.
Okay.
Let's see, continue. I said email, yes, continue. Please sign. So I just sign.
Yep, there should be a little option that says, a little box to check off that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. Once you tap that, it'll let you hit continue, and then it'll let you hit start after that.
Okay. I'm here. Okay. Yeah, it looks normal. And I'll just use their signature adopted sign.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a little neater, huh?
Yeah, because it's so hard to. Okay, I'm signing, initialing, signing. Finish. I think I got them all.
Let me just refresh here, make sure it shows completed on my side.
It says all parties have completed here,
yep.
Retainer.
You are okay. All set. Now, in about a week or two, you should be getting a call from the firm directly. They're going to call and introduce themselves, double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then tidy you up in their system. So other than that, you're set for the evening. You've been very sweet and pleasant to talk to, and I'm glad to hear
thank you. Actually, you. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Thank
I
you.
I appreciate it.
And happy Thanksgiving coming up.
You too. Happy gobble gobble. Take care and enjoy your weekend.
Bye. Good night.
Okay.